It's been 6 months since the terrible Tubbs fire, and we're all dealing with recovery, but especially those in Fountain Grove, in Mark West, Lark Field, and in Coffee Park. Joining us on the KSRO Live line is Jeff Okrepke of Rebuild Coffee Park. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
So tell us, let's start, what you remember most about that night.
Well, that's a tough question, because it's, I think most of the people that went through the brunt of it, it's kind of a blur. You know, what emotion do you feel? The fear, the panic, the uncertainty. You know, I remember at one point just sitting in the middle of our street talking to our neighbor, and you know, just talking about how crazy the weather was and the smoke and the ash and everything. And another neighbor came running around the corner and screamed at Hop the 101, Hopper's on fire. And I mean, we didn't even say anything to each other, which looking back is kind of weird. Stared at each other and both ran into our houses and evacuated.
Where are you at right now? Are you seeing optimism that things are getting back, that people are beginning to build homes again? Or are you still in the sort of trying to understand what happened phase?
No, it kind of ebbs and flows with emotions. There's a lot of optimism, and then something happens, and then the pessimism and the uncertainty sink back in, and then something else happens, and the optimism goes back up. So it could be anything from, you know, delays with FEMA, you know, cause people to be a little apprehensive and depressed, and then the first house starts getting built and goes vertical and framed, and everyone gets a sign of hope and a symbol of progress forward, and it's everything like that just keeps going. The only thing that is constant is moving forward. It's always something different.
Now, how have you and neighbors been able to stay in contact and keep going?
So for us, at Coffee Strong, our organization, we started with just a Facebook group that was for a specific court and kind of a corner within Coffee Park that became a landing spot for everybody in Coffee Park. And it started from there, and we created our organization, and now we have a email list. We have regular meetings and meetups, whether it be for information or just events to get together and see each other. And last week, on our website, coffeestrong.com, we launched forums so people can log on and connect with each other about different things, whether it be builders or insurance or landscape.
You know, I was looking at that. You have all sorts of great resources there in the forum section. The main one that people have most reacted to, what I'm looking at right now, is the builders, contractors, and developers. And I'm sure that's just allowing people to kind of share information about building their new property.
Yes, because this is unlike anything we've ever seen before. We have a lot of different kinds of contractors. You have everybody from fire restoration specialists who normally don't do total losses. They'll do partial losses, like a kitchen that burns down, to huge land developers that are altering their business plan and starting and doing something different. So we last did a survey about 2 weeks ago, and we counted 52 different builders that are building within Coffee Park. And so it's a place where people say, have you heard of these guys? What do you know about them? I saw this. I heard this. They're saying this. Even a place for people to discuss contracts that they are seeing. So, you know, contractor A has this in their contract. Does yours have it in? Have the same thing, that kind of a thing.
Now, we know that a lot of people want to be able to rebuild or are in the process of doing that, but some people just were not able to or just did not want to. So what is your impression of what Coffee Park is going to eventually look like?
You know, in that discussion, it's funny because you can have economists, you can have the people in the building industry and the construction industry, you can have county and city officials all make these projections and these estimates of, we think this is going to happen based on industry and trends and stuff like that. The one thing that people can't project, the one thing that people can't predict is the human aspect of it, is the emotional state and the personal feelings and situation that each individual is in, because the financial situations are different. The ability to handle losses and this process are different for everyone. It's like taking on a new job, because you have to learn about construction and the pre-construction process, architects, engineers, soils, the construction process, financing, insurance. And there's a lot of people that just can't do that from an emotional standpoint. They just don't want to deal with it. It's too raw of of an emotion to deal with, and they choose to just say it's easier to move away, it's easier not to rebuild and sell my lot because it's easier for them to deal with and it's better for their emotional.
It is very different.
Well, I can't imagine someone that does it, that lives in Coffee Park and is not going to this website, coffeestrong.com. You guys have everything there that someone would need. Great job on the website helping people out.
Thank you very much.
What do you think the next 6 months look like for Coffee Park?
I think with the drier weather, you're going to see a lot more of the builders start to, and a lot more of the homes start to get worked on. We're going to see all these projections and predictions. We're going to see if they come true or not. You're going to have a lot more companies working. You're going to have a lot more lots being built on, which means a lot more logistical issues. And we're going to see how it all works out. I don't think we're going to have 1,500 homes in construction at that point. But we'll see a couple hundred, and we'll see how it all works out and what issues need to be taken care of. We'll see if all the builders that are saying they can build and what they can do for what price are actually true. And we'll also see probably in the next month or two, the first person move back into Coffee Park.
Well, we appreciate your time and thank you for sharing your story. And thank you so much for putting this resource together for yourself and for your neighbors. It means a lot to people. I know that having this kind of group and this connection means so much.
Oh, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. And for letting everyone know that go to coffeestrong.com. Even if you don't live in Coffee Park, there's resources there that you can use if you do. On a fire survivor.
That's great. Jeff Okrepke of Rebuild Coffee Park. You can find those resources online at coffeestrong.com.